everybody. Robin E here checking in. We back on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Okay, we on a pull up today. I'm here with the gang, T Benji in the building. What's good?
What he said, he.
The fact you played the John Cena song.
So what's good? How you feeling? How you doing?
Great, amazing. Happy you can pull up, gang. For sure, for sure.
Of course. Thank you for having me. You got me here in the spot right now. We got a whole bunch of people in the building,
yeah,
y'all.
So y'all, if y'all hear the noise, y'all know what's going on. Yeah.
We love it. We definitely love the support. We love that. It's deep up in here. You got a lot of support. That's super dope.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. So you've been working, T-Benji. You've been putting in that work. You definitely one of those Chicago artists, I feel like, that's everywhere.
Appreciate that. I mean, you know, you got to do it. Consistency is key. And, you know, once you stay everywhere, that keeps your name around. So make sure y'all moving around how y'all supposed to.
Absolutely.
That way.
So what year is this now for you in the music game? What year is this coming up?
Number five. Six writing, but five taking this serious.
Okay, okay. So how does that feel to reach that milestone?
It feels good. It's just, I'm like, it's early in a sense. And I know I got a lot to do, even though I said that before. But still, it's always a lot to do. Y'all need to understand that no matter how old you get, it's going to be a lot to do. But, yeah, that's how I feel. Just only beginning state, so.
Facts.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
We got to clap it up, though, for the journey. We got to clap it up for the journey, though, because it's not easy. It's hard as hell to stay consistent. Chicago is a very hard market. You know, people is just kind of at the throat. It's a lot of at the throat going on. But you managed to really show a lot of collaboration. I admire you for that.
I appreciate that,
yeah. So, you know, we're going to give another.
Bro, I just can imagine because we had our interview since when I first started, and it's probably like 2 or 3 years, like, no, not even two, but like probably 4 years later on since then. Like, that is crazy.
You're
bro.
Right. And shout out to you because you gave me a nice gift too when you came on the show.
Hey, I was trying to have another one, but we was out of stock on clothes. So
It's all good. I'm grateful and nonetheless. But even then, I knew you was about that collaboration because you came way back when. So the growth is great.
On me.
But now, you know, you're reaching a new level of stardom. I feel like it's a lot more stuff that you're doing. You being involved. I mean, what's one big goal that you have so far for 2023?
I was going to say just to like, I ain't going to say get on, but, you know, get like a probably a. I want to say a 360 deal, but like a not even a 360 deal, but a promotion deal, something to help me push the music. That was like a goal, but pretty much this goal, it was just to really get a song that everybody can relate to, and I feel like I hit that. So, but and this goal is just to really keep my name out there going on into next year. Okay. I ain't gonna lie, cause like the Dream Girl is cracking right now, so. Yeah. That's really, I'm just trying to stay afloat. I'm like, okay, I got one. I'm just focused on the next. So, yeah, I just want to stay afloat at this point, for sure.
And we definitely going to get into that because that's a bop right there. That's a bop. You got a whole little two-step in that.
She's so coming on TikTok like, hey, gang, I rock with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fire track. It is. It definitely got that essence, for sure.
Nah, for real.
But since you are still independent, so you do want a deal, that's something you feel like would help you propel your music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nah, for
now,
sure.
Now, what's the wrong type of deal?
What could be a wrong?
Because there's a lot of people that get in these deals and then they be messed up, fucked
somebody
up a couple
that,
years later.
A wrong deal, I feel like somebody that wants your publishing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On my soul. Because my homie, I talked to him. Shout out to, I ain't going to say the name, but he just hit me up. And he was like, man, I got this deal. They offer me da 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 da. But they want my publishing and such, such, such. And that's just something you got to hold on to for dear life because, like, that's yours. So, never. It don't matter how much money they offering. That's something that's going to last for a lifetime. Like, that's generational wealth. So, that's why I feel like a bad deal when they want to hold your publishing. And that's what tore a lot of artists down. I kid you not. But that's a whole different story. But,
No, facts. That's a great answer. I think a lot of people don't know what a bad deal is. All they hear is the money and percentage, and they don't even think about the publishing. So I'm happy that you said that.
For sure.
So what's the perfect deal? What's the deal you like, let me get that?
I feel like somebody that still allows you to create your creativity they don't just grasp on to like, oh, you should do this, this, and that. Just full time control, but just let you do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
We want to help you make more than what we can offer you. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like that's what a good deal is. Somebody that just really appreciate you as a person and a character and just your business establishment as well.
Okay. For sure.
So that's all I say.
I rock with that. I rock with that. Y'all better be peeping in now. Don't be getting no fucked up deals.
Get this game.
Okay, don't be getting no fucked up deals and be all messed up and then you ain't got nothing to show for your work. So
broke.
Be messed up. So what do you feel like right now about the Chicago music scene? Do you feel like it's moving forward as a whole, or is it still kind of some...
I ain't gonna lie, I had to sit back and look like, bro, the females turning.
They really, because we're going to clap it up.
The females, like, on every standpoint.
Because the females, females going crazy.
Even when it comes to movies, I just had to look back. I'm like, is it me or is it the females really taking over on every platform? Like, it's their time. It's y'all time. So, I give it to, like, it's the females. That's how I feel about the music scene right now. Like, the females really turning up. Mm-hmm. It's too many names to name, but shout out to all of y'all. Like, that's all I'm going to say. It's too many of y'all to name. But shout out to all the Chicago female artists, point blank, period.
So, women, we the future of Chicago music. That's what you're saying. Basically, women is the future.
Nah, for real. And that's something we need to respect and, like, really stand on, to be honest. Because, I mean, we nothing without our women. Like, Nah, I said, I ain't going to lie. So, you know, man, got to make that collaboration happen, you know. And push this strong, because it's only a matter of time, you know? Mm-hmm. We got to stand on it. I ain't going to lie.
Facts. I ain't going to argue with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We get it done. So do you have, like, any top three features that you want to get done, you know, soon, this year, next year?
Most definitely this Dirk
female,
and Dage.
Female features.
Yeah, for sure. This Dirk and Dage song I got with Sapphire coming up. It's a remake.
Yes. That
It's Too Many Signs That's Given. That song most definitely gonna change the atmosphere. I want to say a song with CeCe. CeCe BKE. If y'all know who that is, y'all better look up.
Yeah.
Okay.
She tearing the scenes up. Like, I'm like, hey, bro, can you help with the Dream Girl remix? Like, that's what. That's one person for sure. And last but not least, I swear to God, if it's possible, I really want to work with Fendi.
Ooh. Okay.
I know, like, okay. She be watching.
We like
but
it.
I showed Tada in his post. I'm like, somebody tell Fendi I want a remix. Yeah. And she liked it and everything. I'm done.
Make that happen.
Just putting it into existence.
Putting it into the universe. Yeah.
Oh,
she should just check.
Oh, T, get the cash.
This is like, bro, this is amazing. I swear to God.
No, that's dope. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the game. Shout out to the game. So we definitely want to get into your new single that you got out right now. You've been spamming it. You've been going crazy with it. You got a dance. First off, how you be coming up with the dance moves, T-Benji?
I mean, you know, I danced my first love, so before the music, that was that. But I'm not going to lie. It wasn't me on that. It was them TikTokers, but I hit my homie up. Shout out to KJ Sanders, and y'all don't know her other name. She goes by Bubbles. She snapped on the dance one day. I just hit up like, "Hey, can you make something to this?" Oh, I guess she hit that. She going crazy. Like, it just took off from there. There's everybody fell in love with it. Then I had Sticks do it. My boy Sinatra do it. If y'all don't know, if y'all ain't familiar with Sinatra, he the one that brought D-Lo that pop it. Twisted, he brought that back. Okay. So I just had him go crazy to it. It was really them that did it. It wasn't me this time, I kid you not. It was just had my boy MC Benji, rest in peace, when he came to me with his first dance song. He's like, "Hey, can you help me with this?" And we just went on from there. But it was them that did it, man. So I just followed the suit. I'm like, "Oh, okay, I can do this. It's fun."
Shout out to the collaboration. We love that. That's when some of the best stuff come together. You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Y'all just made some whole, you dig. I fuck with that, definitely. So let's get into it. Let's play some of Dream Girl, okay?
Look, shout out to my boy, OG Steve-O.
OG Steve-O, yes.
Baby girl, come here, let me taste it. Always run the game, but you don't play station. And I heard fucking you was amazing. That was saying, good God gracious. You so damn bad, you're spanking. Knock it out the park, call it Frankie. Not dream about it, day and night, damn near hallucinating. Baby girl, come here, let me taste it. Always run the game, but you don't play station. And I heard fucking you was amazing. That was saying, good God gracious. You so damn bad, you're spanking. Knock it out the park, call it Frankie. Not dream about it, day and night, damn near hallucinating. But yeah, oh what? Shorty. Just be around. And she a little move to take a trip. I'm talking the pound of the town. And I'm texting her. Better next moment, I'm sexing her. Just cause she rubbing up on her body. Don't mean she really is feeling ya. And I just wanna rub. With your body. Whole time she trying to get no. Just thinking to yourself, just like. Baby girl, come here, let me taste it. Always run the game, but you don't play station. And I heard fucking you was amazing. That was saying, good God gracious. You so damn bad, you just spanking. Knock it out the park, call it Frankie. Not dream about it day and night. Damn near hallucinate. Baby girl, come here, let me taste it. Always run the game, but you don't play station. And I heard fucking you was amazing. That was saying, good God gracious. And you so damn bad, you just spanking. Knock it out the park, call it Frank. Not dream about it day and night. Damn near hallucinate.
I think about it day and night. I'm trying to hit you, baby. And if I smoke this blunt, I bet I'm gonna forget you. But I'm trying to next to you. In my head, I'm thinking about all the ways I could be sexy. Damn late nights, I'm stretching you. Do she love me? Do she love me night? Do she know that if I want her, she already got it? Do she know that if she tell me pull up, I'll be in a lie? If she let me hit it, I'ma lick it first and hit a spot. Why you play games like Madden? She want me to sweep her right off of her feet. Girl, but it's in a ladder. How the confidence, I'm weak in the knees. This is a girl that I want, no, this is a girl that I need.
Baby girl, come here, let me taste it. Always run the game, but she don't play station. And I heard fucking you was amazing. That was saying, good.
Period. That shit made me wish I could footwork so fucking bad. Nah, like, damn. Real. Like, that's just one of those. Like, damn.
Nah, for real. And I'm so waiting on one of my, I'm so collaborating with a footworker to actually kill some actual footwork to that joint. Like,
okay, yes.
Because I promise, I just want to give it straight Chicago.
Okay, that's good.
Minor difficulties.
That's okay.
Minor difficulties, people. Recall.
Okay, so you're gonna have some footwork. You said somebody that's gonna do official.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. I just want to give it straight Chicago, and that's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. Cause you know that's what it's about, and I feel like it don't get presented enough, especially when it comes to this dancing.
Yeah.
So that's the type of time I'm on for sure.
Yes, I love it. You just sold Chicago. Mm-hmm. All day, every day, you rep that shit.
It gotta be. I ain't gonna lie. It's like that's how it's always been. When you got a city, you gotta rep it. That's it. That's all. Stand on it.
Yeah, period. And it's good. You definitely got the love of your city. Do you feel like that's important? You know, as an artist, to have the love of your city.
Yeah, because most of the time, it's crazy. Like you will get a lot of, and I ain't gonna lie. It's cool to get that love from your city. At the same time, though, don't let it stop you from going outside of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it's important, but don't let that just think, okay, I'm just going to stay here and just go up, and it don't work out. Shit, sometimes you got to go outside of where you from to actually go up. So, yeah, but, yeah, it's always important to have that love from your city. But once you get up there, they understand. They most definitely understand.
What's your favorite thing about Chicago? Number one.
My favorite thing about Chicago? Number one. Ooh-wee. Dang, that's a good question. I ain't gonna lie.
You said the women. Period.
Said the women. That's for sure. I ain't gonna lie to me.
Throw that in the hat.
I ain't gonna front. I say the weather because we get the best of both worlds. Because I don't like always being hot. I don't like always being cold. I rock with that.
I don't know, man. The weather not where it need to be in Chicago. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, only like one season.
That's the thing. Yeah, get that. What's that one season?
Summer. summertime shy. Yeah, I like a little bit of fall shy, just a little bit.
And that's the thing, it don't get over hot. You go to Vegas, boy, you can't even really enjoy that because it's too damn hot. You like, dang. Go to Arizona, it's like, Lord Jesus, like, this is just perfect weather. Like, it don't, when the summer come around, it's not too hot. You know, you got that, it's to the point, you know, you put your shorts on and stuff like that, short sleeve, you know, feel me? But, like, it ain't overcooking. You go to Vegas, it be overcooking. You be like, bro, I don't even want to come outside till it hit dark. You come outside at dark, it still be fucking hot. Like, but the weather, I appreciate it. And it's my favorite season right now, fall. Like, it's just perfect. Not too hot, not too cold. Hoodie bundled up, you feel me?
Ready, you ready.
Like,
you
it's one of them on me.
I guess. I don't agree with that, but we're going to just let that slide. We're going to agree to disagree on that. Shout out to Chicago.
Hey,
period.
Shout out to summertime. Shout out to you, man.
Period.
Oh, bro. I'm going to stretch that shit out.
But no, but I love that song. Definitely fire. So is that going to be a part of, you know, a single? Look, everybody cheering. Part of like an EP, a mixtape?
Yeah, most definitely. Whatever. Lord Jesus, whatever project I do, I most definitely throwing Dream Girl on that. Like, it has to be on that. But I ain't gonna lie, I just been thinking about having like a Jersey kind of project because I've been working on a lot of Jersey songs, like that one I had sent you.
Yeah.
And it just had me thinking like maybe I just need to make a Jersey tape because I got like at least 4 more tracks that's related, that's similar to them same.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've been really thinking about dropping the Jersey tape, but whatever I do, I'm gonna drop Dream Girl. Hey, shut up, people. No, y'all lit with that.
Oh
my God.
I'm dead.
So then, how do you know when an EP or a project is done? How do you know when you have enough songs? How do you know that it flows well together?
You'll know by the transition. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
Then you would know due to probably how many songs you got, but it just I ain't gonna lie. It really depend on how your fan base looking as well too. Mm-hmm. Like, but when you know you got a project done, you know you got a project done when it like from beginning to end. It, like I said, the transition, just based off the transition of the songs and throughout the whole body of work, that's how you know, okay, bet. Yeah, this is it. This can be done. That's one of them.
Okay.
That's how I feel. It's the transition.
Nice. I like that. I always wonder because artists just be having hella songs that they never release. They just be having them in a safe. And I'd be like, how do you know when it's time to drop the shit? Like, how do you know?
That's a fact, too. I ain't gonna lie because I sure been trying to.
Why y'all be doing that?
It just happens. You know, you just got a lot of music where you never drop and it just be put up. And that's sad because it always be like that. You know, we forget about songs because just we always constantly working. That's good to always constantly work. And that's how, at this point, I'm just dropping hot singles until it's to that point where I feel like, okay, it's time to drop a tape.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I was definitely been on that Jersey EP. And me and Lyric got one we've been talking about. We going to drop one because everybody been on our ass about one. Oh, my soul. You said what? No, do your thing, sir. Welcome to the crib, y'all. Man.
Yeah, we at the crib, by the way.
We at the crib.
See, Benji
man.
Got me in the crib shout right out now. It's babies out to running C-Love. Around, dogs
hey,
running
shout
around.
Out to she loves Weezy. Shout out to she loves Weezy.
Weed
man.
In the air.
Hey, mama.
It's a lot, right? Welcome.
It's a lot going on.
Welcome.
I ain't mad at it though.
Hey, we love it. Authentic at his best, I swear to God. But yeah, shout out to She Loves Weezy, man. That's my little
shout
brother.
Shout out to Lyric. He definitely hopped on the live.
I'm already know. Hey, Lyric, we just mentioned you, shorty. On guard. You lit.
My boy, Lyric.
Definitely lit. So as far as performances go then for this year, like, do you have any big ones that you have coming up?
This joint with, I don't know if I really supposed to speak on it, but this is real big performance coming up with my peoples in them with Create Noise. And there's some heavy names on that list. You know, yeah, my boy Vinny said, yeah, we're going to throw you up on there. So
okay. That's
really like my next big one personally. But other than that, I'm just chilling.
Just chilling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just enjoying the summertime shot.
Yeah, really just letting Dream Girl do his thing. Because at this point, the video dropped. So I'm just letting the video do what it got to do.
Okay.
Which is funny. I need to check them views.
Hey, somebody check them views on Dream Girl. Let me know how many. It's almost at 1K. We at 920 something.
Nice.
That was the last time I checked. I don't know where it's at now. It's probably at 1K. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Sapphire owned it already. You know,
and the video is on your YouTube page?
Yes. No, actually, Lou Visual. Shout out to my boy, Lou.
He's
definitely a great cameraman. Make sure y'all lock in with him. We finna have deals coming up. But yeah, Lou Visual's crisp shot. And yeah, he shot that. It was amazing. Watch that guy.
Nice. That's what's up. Well, you definitely been working. The visual is fire as hell. So I love that you have a visual out for it. So, you know, people got to tune in to make sure that they watch it. And y'all, you said it, it's on whose page?
It's on Lou Visuals. Lou Visuals, y'all. With a Z. Okay, Lou Visuals.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm ready to get to one of my favorite parts of the show, y'all. We got 10 minutes of honesty, okay? Now, is you ready?
Dang, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
That's crazy.
10 minutes. Okay. Now, is you ready or is you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay. All right, y'all. First question. How long should good sex last?
Dang, that's crazy. 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Okay.
I was gonna say, I mean, good sex. I was hour fuck. I'm just saying.
Okay. Stamina. We like that. Stamina. Okay. An hour.
You don't get time. No honey.
30 minutes to an hour, man.
30 minutes to an hour. It needs to be done at that point.
I feel like that, yeah.
So,
long as you make up, you know, coming out damn standpoint.
Is a quickie not good then if it's less than an hour?
If she come, then yeah, it's good. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So you don't need to have an hour then for good sex.
So I say
the quickie ain't gonna be no hour.
I say 30 minutes. 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Okay. A quickie is 6 minutes.
32 hours.
15.
Oh, I'm about to say. No, he
really gotta be doing his shit.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying Thanksgiving Day in the bathroom. 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay. He said Thanksgiving Day in the bathroom. That's very specific.
It is.
I painted that in my head. You about only got 15 minutes during that time. Okay. I like that. I like that. Next question.
It's funny how Thanksgiving Loki came, man. Quickie came. Because, like, one of them days, like, come off this yak. Come on, shot it. Let's do it.
Yak
is crazy.
Yo. Who's uncle?
Not me, man. I was just saying. It was just funny.
Next question.
Tequila.
What is your favorite feature about a woman that is non-sexual?
Personality for sure, bro. Like, if she funny as shit, I can fuck with that. Fuck y'all.
Nice.
Personality.
You can't be dry. Mm-mm. Can't be dry. Okay, we like that. Next question.
I mean, hey, when yo. You got something
what?
Else to say?
What? Yo, I heard choke.
When y'all
ain't chuckle.
Oh, I heard choke.
Y'all
is
so funny
back here.
I'm a good dude.
Okay, next question. Should everybody have a one night stand in their life?
Yes. Damn.
No, actually.
Damn. I'll just say that's up to you. I ain't going to say yes or no. That's up to you personally. I'm just going to say that. I said that's
up to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Are you ever been in a club? Okay.
Okay. Next question. Can a hoe in fact make a housewife?
Yes. Can a hoe in fact make a housewife? Oh Lord.
I've seen it happen.
If she wants to.
It's been happening more.
They said it's happened before.
I was gonna say anything is possible.
Look,
you can repent.
Play
the fifth.
And it resets every year. You know that.
Ooh.
You know that.
It resets every year.
That fucking rule.
The whole meter is reset.
It doesn't fucking matter no more.
Play the fifth.
You ain't what? You said you plead the fifth.
All right. Nah, like I said at first, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Because you never know. It could be a real goofy.
You never know.
I'm just saying. So anything is possible.
I mean, you know. a lot of men sometimes get caught up on like a good woman being boring or not being satisfying. But how do you think you get the slut? How do you think you get the freaky shit out the woman? She got to be somebody hoe at some point.
Sometimes.
That's just.
See, okay.
Okay.
I need liquor and juice.
Next question.
More juice than liquor.
Let's see.
Don't be heavy, sir.
What is your favorite sex position?
Ooh. What do you say? From the back.
Okay, period.
And shit, and missionary. I'm from no gray. I take both. What are you talking about?
Backshot game. Okay, next question. You flying through. Shoot, you flying through. Ew.
David, look at this shit. Oh my God.
Name a time that you regretted something.
Time that I regretted something. Oh my God. I ain't gonna front. I ain't a lot of y'all. I'm tell y'all peeping up. A lot of y'all don't even know. But I regret crashing my Mustang, bro. I regret really crashing my second car. Like, that shit, it really blew me. Because I'm like, I just got this motherfucker. What the? But things happen. You got to move on, man. Yeah. You know, life is what it is. Can't let them boundaries stop you. You got to push on through them. You feel me? But yeah, that's it. That's all.
Damn. What did you learn from that, though?
A lot. Just chill out. I said that's all.
Just chill out.
Yeah, just chill out. Like dead serious. Just chill.
Well, I'm happy you okay.
Nah, appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Happy you alive and
well. Cause y'all, we supposed to been through this interview, but stuff happens, man.
If only y'all knew.
Bro.
If only y'all knew.
If only y'all knew. That's what's up.
Nah, that's it.
For
that's
life. All. We got to cap it for life. Mm-hmm. All right, I got two more questions.
Let's do it. Oh, this is fun.
If you died today, what would you come back as in the next life?
Oh my God.
What would I come back as in the next life? Eesh. Dang, that's crazy. I was going to say like another person. I'm gonna lie.
Okay. Cool. What type of person? You going to be a millionaire? You going to be a what?
No telling. You don't know.
You don't know?
Like, yeah, a millionaire would be nice, but shoot, another person, just as long as I'm doing what I got to do to make this move around. Because I don't know how I feel about being an ant or something like that.
Oh, what's that?
Big ass boot coming down on your
seat. I don't know why you would want to be an ant, though.
But just anything in particular, like, man, because that shit going to be wild. Like, I ain't going to lie. But, yeah, that's how I feel.
Last question.
Somebody said a dog. It's true.
What is the greatest piece of advice someone ever gave you?
Greatest piece of advice somebody gave me. Trying to think. What's my granddad? I ain't gonna lie. It's like always and forever. Rest in peace to my boy, Sale. He was a barber. The barber shop that I go too often, but he always told me like, man, be you. I know that, but he's like, no, but like, be you, bro. Like, a lot of people are always out here being some whole other stuff, but like, just be you, man. Like, when your songs and everything, like, talk your stuff. Don't never be somebody else that you don't got to be. Be comfortable being yourself. You feel me? I'm like, yeah, forever. I got you. So like, yeah, I always stick with him because he tell me that. He told me that every time I come into the shop, I swear to God, I would, hey, you got some new music for me? Yeah, I got you. Like, yeah, I told you to, like, be yourself, man, because, like, they love that. Like, don't nobody else be out here trying to be themselves. Like, you got to pursue that so everybody else can know, you know, it's cool to be them because can't nobody else do it. Like, yeah, for sure. And, like, he stood on the heavy every time I walked into the shop. I swear to God. But, yeah, rest in peace, Sale. I had to say that, sir, for sure.
With that. Mm-hmm. That's some really good advice. Yeah. That's some really good sound advice. And you definitely always yourself, for sure. Definitely.
Always.
I want to do one more. Let me do one more question. Because you just answered so good. I just feel like we could just slide one more in there. You know what I'm saying? We can just slide. Okay, let me see.
Thank
make y'all. We trying, you know what I'm saying? I gotta make you think a little bit.
Mission,
I gotta make
crazy.
No, I won't answer. You get that, a good one.
She said, "Oh wow."
I wonder what that. I forgot I wrote some of these shit. I was like, "What the fuck was I doing when I made that?" I don't like that one either. I need another think question because you kind of thought when you had said that. When you said what you said. Okay, purr. So how can you change the world? Oof. It's the lighter.
Motherfucker.
And it's like, I'm not going to. And it's just based off the first thing that popped in my head. It's like I said before, be yourself. That's how I feel. At all times, how I feel like I can change the world. As long as I be me and just be creative as I can be and just humbling and heart-giving and just, like, out there to just help. I feel like anything is possible, and I can really do what I got to do on my part to change things around because ain't nobody else probably thinking or doing what I'm doing. So that's how I feel about it for sure.
Okay.
Just that's how you can, like...
Facts. You definitely dropping some knowledge. You definitely dropping some knowledge. It ain't just about, you know, creating things too. It's about implementing change. So I like that you said that.
For sure.
For sure, for sure.
I said that's all.
Yeah, for sure. I fuck with that. Now, T Benji, you know, it's a lot of criticism. People be having people just hating, just throwing salt, whatever the case may be. So, like, how do you deal with criticism personally?
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, if it was that, I'd just brush it off. Like,
okay.
Everybody gonna have something to say at the end of the day. So, you know, just gotta be like, live your life, continue on to be you. That's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. So, yeah, okay. Don't let criticism stop you from living. Because at the end of the day, everybody ain't perfect. That's it. That's all.
Facts. Facts. Definitely facts. So, the summer is winding down. I know you said you got some performances. Well, a big performance that's coming up. You got the single that's out right now. So, I mean, outside of that, what else are you dabbling in?
Y'all said my mom. I know y'all heard that. Yeah, they phone.
Damn. Shout out to the mom.
Shout out to OG.
Shout out to T.
Cook. I know that's right.
T. Cook Creations, like, man, because OG's be going crazy. I'm going to let y'all know that now. But, man, I'm just working on songs that can be up there with Dream Girl. That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. Like, and focusing on family.
Okay.
It's one thing for sure. Like, I'm chilling. Like, I'm not really doing too much. Like, if I'm doing anything, it's just, you know, music related or anything that's, you know, to, what I want to say, benefit. What I got going on, but if not, I'm staying out the way, worried about family, because it's getting caught up into this. I swear you can miss out on a lot, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to like your relatives and stuff. So
that's
one thing for sure I'm focused on and just been chilling on. But you know, other than that, yeah, I'm just working on the next hit because it's gonna be something to top Dream Girl. I'm not gonna lie. So I feel like I got one that can, but yeah. It's hard to top that joint. Like, that song is just, like, I just be sitting back listening to it, like, yeah, it's hard.
It's a banger. This. It is, though.
Well, that's the same thing I said about What He Say. I swear to God, I'm so, like, how's I'm going to top this song? And then that one came around. I'm like, damn, I actually did it. I'm like, now I'm going to top this one. Like, it'd be something else.
You
so,
feel pressure?
I ain't going to say I feel pressure, but I just know I got some boundaries to look up forward to, but. I'm knocking bitches down. We're going to get that shit out the way. And, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be another hit. A couple of more, actually. So, this ain't over.
So, how do you stay so focused? Like, how do you always stay on top of your shit? How do you stay consistent? What pushes you to stay consistent?
What did you just say? Tell me the
dots. I am dead, bro.
I am dead, but most definitely the fans and everything, because I'll be most definitely getting some humbling messages here and there. People be telling me this and that, like, you know, keep going. You actually going to blow. Like, you have it, man. Your voice, it makes me feel such, like, it be like some real humbling messages. I swear to God, like, I be really making people day and just making them just feel comfortable and, like, continuing with life. I promise. And, like, even with visualize. I'm going to speak on it. Blue visuals, he told me personally. He mad. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out mama. Oh my soul, she's funny.
But Lou even told me, he like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I thought about just stopping and just doing something else, putting money in something else. But when I shot with you, it's just, it motivated and it pushed me to keep on going. And it's just like, dang, stuff like that just turn me up, because I just know the potential. I see a lot of potential in him. I'm like, why would you even think that, bro? You don't even do that. But I understand where you're coming from for sure. But that's why I feel just everybody around me, like, they just give me that energy. Like, just always on that, yeah, you got it. Like, come on, keep pushing, bro. Like,
yeah.
I know you want to quit, but no, keep going. Because I promise, this stuff is hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard, bro. And it's money, because I promise I could be doing something else. But, I mean, you know, 5 years going on, and it's just been doing what it's been doing. I can't stop now. So, yeah.
Facts. Gotta give it up for that, for the hustle.
Definitely give it up for the hustle.
So definitely make sure that you give a piece of advice, you know, to some artists that are aspiring in music or how they can also pursue that.
Man, like any day, man, be yourself. Keep working. Stay in that studio. Keep, I ain't gonna lie, stay in that studio, because there's some songs that I regret not doing. That some beats that got removed and stuff that I can't even go look at. Like, stay in that studio. If you feel like it's something that you need to record and drop, go fucking do it. Go do it. Do not waste no time. I promise. Because in this day and age, in this generation, like Gilly said, we don't get no breaks. It's no breaks now. Like, we constantly got to keep on moving, bro. Like, because, man, it's just how it is nowadays. They need stuff. They fiending for it every day. So that's all I'm gonna tell y'all. Keep moving, stay consistent, you know, believe in what you got going on, and stay on top of it. Don't forget the ones that actually helped you pursue and keep going to get where you got it, where you was at. So that's it. And yeah, like I said again, be yourself, man.
Yes. Give it up for T Benji. You definitely going crazy in the building. We love it. Appreciate you giving some advice to aspiring artists. They need to hear that, because you're doing the damn thing.
What's
you
know, up?
You got the city on your back. The support of the city is behind you. So I'm excited to see everything else that you do.
I'm already knowing, gang. You know.
Hey,
a couple years from now, or a couple months from now, we're going to have another talk
you
about
feel
this.
Me?
Like, I'm ready for it.
Definitely. Hey, now, you need to know, let everybody know where they can tune in with you, keep up with you.
All right, man. Instagram, y'all can find me, TBenji17, T-E-E. BENJI17. Everything else is just T Benji. That's Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, anything you listen to your music on all platforms and stuff. But TEEBENJI, that's me and my boy Benji. Rest in peace, MCE. Meechie, if you don't know. But yeah, and shout out to the gang, shout out to the family. Y'all know what's going on.
Yes, okay. That's T Benji. Don't play with him. Don't play with him. And definitely make sure that y'all stream Dream Girl.
Oh, God. Okay. Definitely go stream
definitely
Dream
Girl.
Definitely
make sure that y'all stream. Check Lord. That out. Support my boy.
Hey,
I need to learn to dance.
Fun, yeah. Man.
Hey, period.
Hey, everybody's doing interviews, bro. That's how I'm going to be
searching. I'm trying to make y'all think a little bit, because, you know, y'all be liking the beat. Fuck them. Y'all want to say nothing.
True.
I'm happy that you know, spoke your truth. Mm-hmm. Very wise. See, you know, I fuck with you.
Very
I fuck
blunt.
With you. And as always, shout out to everybody that tunes in to Pillow Talk Podcast, Voter Chicago's top podcast of 2023. Y'all already know y'all can tap in with me on all streaming platforms. Sending love and light to all of y'all on this day, man. We lit. They lit. It's lit.
That part, shout out to the gang.
Okay, shout out to the gang. Yeah. It was an accident, he said. It wasn't no motherfucking accident.